So I want to touch base on 9/11. Did Tower 1 and 2 and 7 collapse?
No, they didn't collapse.
Or was destroyed?
Well, they imploded.
Was it actually a plane that actually...
the drone came from another world. The other plane was pulled into it. The important plane went down in Pennsylvania. That's documented. Everybody had their chip body tweeting their twat, saying, we're going to take this plane down, and we're going to bash the door down, and we're and most certainly are already dead. And by the time you get this tweet, come bury the ashes where they lay, blah, 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 blah. So, no trouble.
That plane actually did crash.
Well, yeah. They found the pieces, the meat.
It was shot down, Leon.
They found pieces of the meat in the hole. Yeah. You're saying, did it really take place? And we go, well, far as you know, the Arnises, they found the appendages. So.
But there were actually humans in that plane, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they found all the good body parts. They had stuff to make sausage out of.
So the actual towers itself, was there implanted devices or, like, explosives within the towers?
No, you're going way south. This isn't going the way you want it to go. If you want to, let us run this for just a little bit, and we'll give you some information. We're going to ask you some questions, and when you do your little research, all of a sudden it'll become more interesting. All this rubble, all this stuff piled up, they immediately started carting off the rubbish from the towers, and they started putting it on barges, but then the barges went to boats. And if you look empirically, all that, those beams, they hauled back to China. What the hell? Why wouldn't you dump it in there and increase the size of Battery Park? It was right there. They could just build it up, all that metal and all that stuff. They could use it for good stuff. Well, the reason they couldn't use it for good stuff is because it was special metal. That space, what they call Ground Zero, the reason they call it Ground Zero is because it's a portal. And China wanted their special iron back. Do you know why they have such a big hooty-dooty-doo about putting that cross in the museum? It's because of the effect that it's going to have in the damn museum. Jesus ain't got nothing to do with that cross. And the whole process of this disturbance that, well, y'all disturbed it, we didn't. Y'all disturbed it, we didn't. Y'all disturbed it, we didn't. This disturbance that there was onslaught from that position, there was no, well, we don't know. There might be terror involved, but it's not terroristic.
Did anybody transition through different portals as the towers dropped?
No one went to the Gulf from that place. Never has.
No one went to the Gulf. Did they just go to different worlds or...
Or since. Those folks. No. See, it causes a shift.
You mean, or since in that area of Manhattan?
No. Those people specifically that are supposedly dead.
Yeah, they didn't go to the Gulf. And then you went, or since. They have not gone since.
They still are. Right. They still are.
They're still in their chemical insect bodies?
Absolutely. Otherwise, what's forever for?
The individuals that were in the towers, did they transfer to a different world? Did they actually make it out? Because since that was a big portal, correct? Ground Zero.
It still is, baby. It still is.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's the reason they had to make it in such a hole. They had to go down. They couldn't even get to the bottom of it. And you're going, Ion, what the hell are you talking about? And we go, Leon, they had to dig it out and go as far as they could and build something so they could create the zeroness of the ground. There was no bottom to that hole.
Because it's like those spontaneous, like, this holes in random spots that has no end to them.
All of them are that way, baby. Bob's got pictures of birds flying around it, then all of a sudden aren't there, and I've got good documentation on all that, but that's sort of old shit. But we'll give you new stuff if you want to ask.
I was trying to elaborate on what happened to the individuals that were in the towers.
They're all happy, living their lives. Wonderful.
So are they on this world, or they're in a different world?
Some come and go. Some are gone. A lot of them are trying to get out of this world anyway. If you look at it, there's very little function. Everybody that was suing and monies and blah, 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 you don't get a lot of basic happy, just happy-go-lucky, everyday people riding the bus, getting the subway, bitching because the taxi cabs are running over them. It wasn't just normal, everyday, happy-go-lucky people. If you look closely at those people that are left, the families, there's always some big to-do, some big dysfunction, some big damn mess. And those folks were basically just kind of like done with the mess. The more amazing thing should be, how come there was only 3,614 people in the building? Out of the entire damn two twin towers, seems a bit odd, doesn't it?
What was the number again?
3,600 and some stray numbers.
How many bodies can it actually fit in, or what's the body count usually on a day-to-day basis for the towers?
Oh, my stars, 10,000 easy.
Oh.
Oh, you're talking about this, you're asking questions of us and expecting us to engage you. This is exactly how many stories are in one twin tower. And there's two of them. Plus, there's a mall underneath that connects the two. Plus, there's substrates underneath that.
A little funny rumor that I kept coming across was there was supposedly gold underneath the Twin Towers. Is that true?
No, that's at 121 Depot Street. Close, but it's not there.
Was the gold shit or moved away when the towers, before the towers or when the towers got hit?
No, absolutely not. It's still there right now. Go there. Bob's got pictures of the construction that they're trying to do to shore it up in the means of egress, and there at Trinity Church, here at the wall, coming back through, the subway station goes so far, and then it makes a V, and then it stops, end of the line, but it's not the end of the line. It's just because if they kept going more, they'd be in a different spot. And yet, there is ways to navigate that. If you know where you're going, here, there, and there. Bob has walked that himself. He knows. That's sort of old school.
Who was involved exactly in 9/11? What was the individuals that really kind of let it happen?
None.
And what the heck did I mean by that?
Nobody did it.
Well, who made a gain from this?
Oh, China made a gain for it. Saint Germain made a gain from it. Those who had triangulated knowledge that could look at the futures market for the longs and the shorts for the market for those few days, they made a gain on it. The United States federal government, specifically the Federal Reserve, made a gain on it for those damn Morgan Stanley bonds that were on that floor that could not be. Because if those bonds be, the jig, proverbial jig, was up. So they couldn't destroy them, they couldn't sell them, they couldn't buy them, they couldn't cash them, they couldn't allow them to be. If you think Watergate was something, it would have turned out church. Well, so how else better to do it than to have them littered as far away as City Island, so then they could have no value?
Was it their actual own state bonds?
Who's they?
Federal Reserve. Was it actually the Federal Reserve state bonds that they already received from
state
America?
State bonds? What are you talking about? They were issued bonds from the Reserve.
So they actually issued it, not the federal government?
The federal government hasn't issued a bond yet. It's illegal to issue bonds.
See, you didn't say the right word. See, you'll get you off on the history of the Commonwealth of Virginia or something. So go back and ask it differently.
That's exactly right. That's why if you get a refund check from your IRS, it just says the Department of the Treasury. It doesn't say the United States of America.
Well, is there a better way I can actually ask those that are involved?
You got to have no assumptions. And you heard something about these Morgan bonds or something. Ask, what are they? Where'd they come from? How did Saint Germain be involved?
Wall Street's finest within the degrees of Nasara. They were part of the financing package that could have paid Nasara off.
Okay, hold it. Do you know what Nasara is, Leon? N-E-S-A-R-A. Nasara. Look it up. It's a bill that should have been signed by Clinton in 2000, and he didn't sign it, and America paid for that.
Oh, they're going to pay. They ain't yet.
Still paying.
They ain't yet, but they will.
So Nasara itself, is it part of the IRS or the Federal Reserve?
No. It was a loan made to start your damn country, and it was backed, or the assigner of it was someone called Saint Germain, Saint-Martin.
Is that around the purchase of Louisiana, 1812, 13,
yep.
That time? Okay.
Yeah, because the better question was, how does all them thieves that come from Europe to found the United States of America get up the damn money checks to pay Queen Isabella and that Bonaparte crowd for the Louisiana purchase in the first place? There was big money in that deal. They didn't have no money. That's why they left. You think about the quantitative value of that property and the money that was exchanged for it is ridiculous.
Louisiana purchase, well, that was from the French.
Yeah, that's just history, but you can play with that. But you got Queen, you got Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, and there's a whole lot of hoodoo going on. Bob can help you with that.
Yeah, Isabella and Ferdinand, that goes back to the people who sponsored Columbus in 1492. That's who we're talking about.
Ew.
So there was really no other major significant, like, people that helped make 9/11 happen, such as supposedly ex-mob terrorists that hijacked the plane.
Hell no. Are you kidding? Those goofballs couldn't wipe their ass if they had an attendant doing it for them. It's ridiculous to think they could have the technological expertise. They went down to somewhere down in Florida to learn how to fly prop planes, and that's what's going to allow them to navigate 747s, for Pete's sake.
So,
think about this. It's ridiculous.
The first item that hit the tower, was it a plane or was it a drone?
A droid.
Now, was it, you said, from a different world, correct?
Yep.
And you have to say, which tower? It's the one with the TV antenna on it.
That's right. Good, Bob.
So the second tower was definitely, it was a real, it was a Zek plane, correct?
No, the plane was drawn to it.
Was there anybody in the plane?
Yes.
How many passengers?
36.
Or was it just the actual? There were 6 passengers.
In the commercial airline, it's odd that there would only be that few number of people in it. They normally fly a couple of hundred, remember?
So we have a drone that was from a different world. Was anybody actually trying to navigate that, or did somebody was navigating it just blooped off the air wherever world it was from? And then
they didn't see it. That's why they had to revamp everything, is because of all of air traffic controller dumb. All of a sudden, this blip, there was no blip. Then all of a sudden, blip, there was a blip, and then blip, it hit the building. Boom. Just instant. And they're trying to say that blip was there all along, and they have the records, and there was no blip all along. They keep pretty hysterically specific regimen records for this.
Which tower got hit by the drone? Was it one or two?
The one with the TV tower.
TV tower.
That's the first one. So the first plane, the first hit is by a drone.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, good. And the second tower was by a plane that was drawn to the towers.
Dude. Because once the drone hit, then you had a singularity and event horizon. So that portal had no choice but to be completely opened. Now, people use that as a portal. The Rothschilds used that as a portal forever. That's why it was such a big to-do about that real estate that built that building in the first place. Now, if you remember, that's the same one they tried to take Dew Anner and blow up some time ago.
What did he just say about the plane with people? Leon. What have you established about that? It was drawn to them?
The plane was drawn to the tower. It was only had six passengers.
36 passengers.
36.
Okay, 36.
36 passengers drawn there. Now, then he started talking about, Einstein talking about a portal or something, and the Rothschilds. What is he saying about this portal? Have you gone into what the drawing mechanism is? How could something be drawn to it? And it was a blip that had no source.
That's the drone.
Oh, see? Got to be careful. We're talking about the drone. And then he switched over to 30. So you got to stay on the plane topic. Keep referring to which plane you're talking about. Because I know slip and slide. He's case now got you onto the Rothschilds, which is not relevant to the topic yet.
Well, I was pretty much on it. Like I.
What the fuck has a portal got to do with a drone and another plane with 36 people on it? You got to find out why the topic portal was even mentioned.
Because of the singularity. The singularity was already there. When it made impact, it imploded itself, okay? The distance between an event horizon and a singularity is what gets you through a portal.
So is it more like a chain reaction where one pulls and another one pulls back?
It doesn't pull back, it completes. It creates a vacuum.
What is it we've established, though? Something about a portal?
So, the drone is from a different world. The Twin Towers, pretty much the properties, that whole area is a major portal.
It's not a major, it's just a portal. There are lots of them.
Okay. He used the word singularity, and, you know, that's a whole other topic. What the hell is he talking about, singularity? Just that there's a portal, and the...
See, we just love us some Bob. This is so fun. Here we're giving the secrets to everything, and Bob ain't having it. No, he wants the details. And what happens, Leon, is you find that you actually know something when Bob gets through with it.
This thing is drawn through a portal and hits the building. What drew it? Who demanded it? Who asked for it?
No one.
Did Bush know exactly what it was happening or going to happen?
Which Bush?
Bush 43. George Bush.
W.
Yeah. George W. Yeah. Bush. Did he know
George
it was going to happen?
Wilson Bush. Now, they use other names, too. The Wilson is one we're talking about.
So George Wilson Bush, President 43, did he know it was going to happen before it happened?
Yes. Was there a specific venue that he used or went through to gain that knowing?
Did he get the information from another source, or was he part of that this particular incident?
Yes, he did. He got it from Pat Nixon. And then the next question is, Ion, can you tell clearly how Pat Nixon gained this information? And we go, yes. She went to see her psychic and validated it with the psychic of the day then.
Gene Dixon.
Okay.
That's what she went to speed it. Gene Dixon.
She didn't get it from Gene. She didn't get it from Gene, but it was validated by Gene.
You got it from a non-psychic source?
It was given to her. Let's just say it that way.
Did she get the information from like another source and then she went to go validate it?
Yes.
Was the source from like a journalist or was it actually some like Secret Service?
No. Okay. You ain't getting that.
Okay. He's not going to tell you who told her or how she got it.
Because then we would have to tell you the difference between the Wilsons and the Walkers, and that's not happening. Just so you know.
You mean Woodrow Wilson? That family.
No, George Walker Bush and George Wilson Bush. It's the Pierce connection. His mama.
These bonds that were in the tower, were they eradicated?
They weren't eradicated. They were scattered.
Okay.
Now listen to this. Pat Nixon died on June 22nd, 1993. So George Bush isn't even governor yet of Texas, I don't think.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so he talked to her before that, found out something, kept it to himself.
No, he did not. Pat Nixon left the information for him in the desk, the Resolute
desk. Yeah, the desk is a big factor here. The first time I talked to Ion, didn't even know what I was talking to, March 18th, 2009, he mentions the Resolute desk in the first sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And now it turned out the Resolute desk is a key thing in all this strange phenomena.
This desk does have more information that kind of gives what's going to happen or already happened?
Yeah, well, you'd have to ask the Queen about that.
Sure.
Now, we're not taking you down some LaRouchean fantasy here. That's not what this is about. But there is a connection. Your better story comes is there a connection between the Queen's desk and Buckingham Palace, the other half of the Resolute desk, and the Resolute desk in the White House? And the answer is certainly.
So there is a connection.
And that comes from the Charlotte. You got to go back to the HMS Resolute. It was a ship. And guess where the damn ship got lost? In the New York Harbor.
Is it still there?
No, it went through the portal. The portal at Battery Park that we're talking about, the singularity.
It was the first time it took place. That's why you're going around this mountain now. It was returned to England, and two desks were created from the wood from that ship. One is in the White House, one's in Buckingham Palace. It's just like the iron that was felled in the towers with special iron, and that was immediately dug up, packed up, put on barges, put on ships, and shipped back to China. Right. And we don't understand why Diane Sawyer didn't have shit to say about that. Didn't say nothing about it. But what they all said was that they were the ones who paid to clear out the wreckage. Now, notice, they were paid to haul it away. Isn't that interesting? Well, there's lots of easier ways to find a dumpster besides putting it on a ship and shipping it the long way around to China, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But nobody asked that question till yet.
This Resolute Desk is a new aspect brought in connected to 911, so see, we've evoked that. But what I get from this is that the portal at Battery Park, or what you call Ground Zero, is such a key factor in the history of the United States. You have to understand, it goes way back. It's like the heart of America was struck that day in terms of interworld games, rivalries, or whatever. Now, that's the big view. You know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they all use this portal. Stuff was transported through it. And that's why New York was important as a place.
Yeah. So, wait a second. Bob, you said something. You said was important. Is it still important today, or...
Well, when you find the beads that it was swapped for, yes. But not until then.
The Indian beads.
Yeah.
They go back and ask about the bonds or something, see if it's related to the Nisara and the Singularity and Louisiana Purchase and the Resolute Desk.
See, Prescott's daddy loaned Ronald Reagan's mama's family some money. And that's where that connection came.
So, but this...
Nisara.
This Nisara is...
That's legislation dealing with the historical purchase of Louisiana.
Well, the debt. The debt
the
that
debt
was
issue.
Yeah. From it.
So is this like another added-on debt, or is this almost like the complete debt, the national debt, or is this like this...
It depends on whether you add a little vigorish to it or not. If you add vigorish to it, that's how you got more money than he is.
Vigorish is interest.
Yeah, if you add vigorish. Okay, and they do. They're big believers in vigorish. Well, if you're going to have vigorish involved in the conversation, now all of a sudden we're having a very different conversation because it made more than he is. That's how you owe $76 trillion. And we defy you to even know what that much money is. And yet it are. You owe it. That debt ours, but it can't is. If you look at the numbers, it is empirically, numerically, angrily ridiculous to say that you can have more money. If you printed the much money as the U.S. government owes right now, there wouldn't be a standing tree or a bowl of cotton on the planet to print that much. If you cut every tree on the fucking planet, it wouldn't be enough pulp and cotton, because that's what it's made out of, to pay off the debt. Where you're going with that iron, you're getting kind of ridiculous. We say exactly. You could take $100 bills and stack it to the moon for $1 trillion. So do $76 trillion, big boy. And after a little bit, the Occupy Wall Street kind of gets to be really, really fun after a little bit. What are they wanting? They want the debt paid. They want to be the 99. Okay, well, they kind of already are, so they won. They got it. We are the 99. Yes, you are. We're not talking to the 99. We're talking to the 1%. That's you. You got to look at when, even when the damn towers were built and where Richard Milhouse Nixon was in that prognostication.
He was vice president at the time. That's about the late 50s.
There you go. That's right. See, only our Bob would get that.
It probably goes into the Cuban Missile Crisis and
absolutely.
Castro.
How do you think one little Castro still sitting in power, still on a little island that just barely can survive on cigars, and still sitting there and would come right to the White House today and whoop Obama's ass right there in front of everybody? And give him 2 hours to draw a crowd to watch.
Obama's struggling to get a second term, and he's the most powerful guy on the planet. And this little nowhere guy's been in for half a century.
And daring somebody. And daring. Come here. I don't know which one, but one of us is going to get a whipping. Come on, let's see. And then all of a sudden it's kind of like, holy crap. Then they buried Kennedy.
Well, I remember, I kind of understand what happened to Kennedy.
It always comes back to the 9/11. See? This is your history, Leon. You can't get away from this. Now, here's another point, Leon. When Obama came in, Ian told me, we're going back to 1960, Bob. This is what the Obama thing is. And it's sort of like Kennedy, charismatic image comes in, new world, new thing, because he's a black president. But the whole issue's about 1960 is what we came back. And what came out of 1960 was Barry Goldwater and the far right wing of the Republicans. That's like the Tea Party. And this is my chart, Leon. You look at my chart. 1960, 1990 is being replayed. So that's an interesting point about Castro and Nixon and the 911.
And the aberrated hoarding of gold and the abolishing of the falling Federal Reserve and the shifting differential between power and authority.
Kennedy in February 61 or 62 found out the real financial situation, that America was bankrupt and subject to China. That depressed
him. Most certainly was not. That was Strom Thurmond, Bob, and you know it.
Strom Thurmond did what?
Knew that the jig was up.
But Kennedy, when he found out, whoever they told him or how he found out.
Strom Thurmond told him.
Okay, he got depressed, Leon, and that led to his suicide and his assassination. He suicided himself because we found out about this financial stuff we're touching on that goes back to Nassara and Louisiana Purchase and 1933. See, it's all intertwined.
So Kennedy, did he actually try to eliminate the Federal Reserve?
He almost did. Actually, he did. No, he didn't almost did. He did.
And so after he got assassinated, it pretty much kind of stopped and then went forward, or the Federal Reserve continued.
No, you're speculating.
See,
let's go back to what Kennedy eliminated it. Is that why he got depressed? Because that didn't work, might be a question.
Well,
even while he was alive.
His thing was it wasn't about no damn Bay of Pigs. It was all about the gold standard.
And so this is his father's concern.
Dude.
It was all about his father. That's another reason Kennedy killed himself, is he was so depressed working for his father's goals. His father was ambassador to the Queen Elizabeth's father's court in the 30s and favored the Nazis. He was in the thick of it. As well as the Mafia, being the godfather of the Mafia. He was right there before World War II. This would be an ambassador for Roosevelt to the key place, the city of London, the Rothschilds, the Queen and all that, and King George V or VI, whichever he was. That's all a lead up to World War II. And then after World War II is 40 years of trying to figure out what World War II meant politically.
Were the Kennedys actually related to any, like the Rothschilds or...
Think of monarchies. Don't go with the Rothschilds. They're Johnny Come Lately. They actually blew their empire. They blew it. Just say, don't name names. Who is he related to?
Who is he related to, by chance?
Great connection. And Isis-Lorraine. You got to go back now. His mama was from the monarchy in Spain. Now, if you keep going far enough, Bob, you're going to bump into some of those Leopold boys. But it's a long way. It's a long stretch, see, because you have time, so there's a lot of time in between that. But monarchies are. So that goes just all the way back to even back to the bloodline of when you were God. So, you know, you can go back to then if you want to. And it's easy then because there is no time then. That's good. No caveman ever died of old age. They didn't have one. That there was some Niskies. There was some of the Romanovs. But you've got to get past Tsar Nicholas. That was a bump in between there. If you go back to the roots of the Latvia in Austria, which is what we say are called Prussia, from the Persian Empire, you've got to trace through there. We can give you a whole lot of crap in that, but that's not what you're really asking.
Yeah, that's a new term for the Prussian information.
Well, that section, that was his mama's, well, would be his grandmama's.
Now, here's what's interesting, Leon.
Connection.
You're interested in what we call this top-down history. All that lineage has been wiped out in the year of Jubilee. Some of the quadrillionaires are sitting pretty, and they got to deal with Ion and us. That's the new news.
Certainly.